Spain had that older manager, was he won all the World Cups with him in that?
Del Bosque.
Yeah, I always think that he looks like Jim.
Hold on, one second. This like someone who like revolutionised football for a second. Pretty much invented tiki taka. Won the Euros twice and the World Cup with Spain. What did you just describe him as?
Spain had that old man.
You're gonna have to tell me.
Marie Antoinette was guillotined.
Oh, okay, lovely. Well, that's very different to mine, because mine's that on this day in 2002, David Seaman conceded directly from a corner against Macedonia.
Did you eat your sandwich?
You're on, Leif.
I don't want to talk. Didn't it put the news on, like, aye. Wait.
Hello and welcome to the View from the Harbour podcast, the relaunch, the rebrand, and what a time to do it at Christmas as well. But nothing's changed in terms of your hosting. I'm Rory Fallow and I'm joined once again, not as always, once again by Matthew Keelan.
Matt, hello. You're right. It's been a while, isn't it? I've forgotten what I do.
We've not seen each other in, how long's it been?
Have you been?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Can't complain.
Stressed
in the time of year. Can we explain a little about, as we said that, it's a rebrand. It's a relaunch. Obviously, formal. Yeah. If you're very confused at what's just dropped in your podcast feed. We should explain that. This is on the former From the Terraces podcast feed. You probably would you notice if we've not been around for a while, maybe initially.
I thought I put a tweet out a couple of weeks ago or last week. I was expecting because I hadn't logged into the I hadn't switched to that Twitter a long, long time. And I was expecting to have lost all of the follow, people just giving up and whatever. But it kind of happened. And then when I tweeted just saying, oh, hello, it was quite a decent response. And we should probably do this again, maybe.
Yeah, we gained quite a few followers. I was wondering how many of them were people who because it had been lying dormant and unfollowers. And
now
came crawling back, really. You, if you're listening to this now and you unfollowed, we despise you, actually.
Yeah, turn it off, actually.
Crawling back.
We really do need
We appreciate the support.
Do a lot of effort to do this, actually. So please do us.
But we thought we'd bring it back, but not to bore you with too many details of the admin, not really associated with From the Terraces. We haven't fell out with a big... exactly. And so we thought we'd change the name to reflect that. And obviously From the Terraces is a bit more football related. We'll probably talk about football now and again, but we're not going to be we were never strictly a football podcast, but we were more of a football podcast initially. And we're going to pivot away a little bit, aren't we now?
Yeah, obviously the clothing line is a terrace wear thing, so it was a football led podcast, if you can believe it. And then it kind of led itself naturally away, I think. So, and I'm bored of talking about football. I do all the time.
Yeah, there's other people who talk about. There's plenty of football podcasts.
Much
better than us, if we're being honest.
More
boringly than us, actually, I think we should say.
Yeah, people talk about the actual aspects of football, don't they? And it's quite, I'm not really into, I don't care. And there's enough silly ones as well who are funny.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And there's not many on, regional airports.
So. No, there isn't. Or if there are, they're not, rising up the charts. There might be a reason that there's not. But no one will talk about them as passionately as we will, to be fair. Football will pop up now and again, because it's going to be basically, quite ill-defined. I think we put that out in the tweet, didn't we? It'll just be kind of what we want to talk about, which is kind of how the pod was evolving into anyway. So, with that in mind, Matt, what have you been up to for the last 10 months?
Nothing really.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll be back in the new year.
I've been trying to think. But like,
well, that's what you've been doing. You've been trying to think more.
I've done a lot of thinking over the last time. And yeah, so there's, well, quite a lot really is going on. Got like a new job now. Well, I'm boring. I didn't talk about that.
You've been learning Irish, which we haven't.
I have.
Or should we say Gaelic? Because you've been
In Duolingo app, it is Irish. So
okay. Well, we'll stick with that.
Been learning that, which is a lot easier to write down than it is to say.
Yes.
So I'm not going to.
Kind of like how like Neve's like Neve and Searcher is.
Yeah, and there's a lot of words that just make no sense. Like, it's why is that that? Like, it just didn't make any sense at all. So,
For example,
I'm a bit out of practice, but there was one that was really spread, really gone off the top of my head. There's a really word that makes no sense whatsoever, and I've completely, it'll come back to me, but I will give updates on Irish as we go through weeks and months. And I can't remember what it is, and that's really annoying, but it'll come to me.
Are you going to Ireland soon? Have I got that
right? No, I've been quite a few times, and I've become, there's a band called Kneecap, and they're singing Irish, or they rap.
Exclusively, or just?
Pretty much, it's like a mix. So like it's like hard, like they'll just interchange, which is like incredible, really.
Okay.
So I went to see them. I was like, oh, it'd be cool to learn Irish, because useless, really, like no one speaks. But,
yeah. Like, Dara Green can speak, can't he? That's like his TV break, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's
try
like
chat him. Get him on the pod.
Yeah, you think really that I'd, you know, become friends with. My aim ultimately is by, I'm going to say Easter, is to just be able to hold conversations with no one, because no one. So I'm just going to talk to people in Irish and see how long that lasts before people just go, someone just goes, will you just fuck off?
And just very confused. I mean, I was going to ask if it's like sticking, but obviously you've said that you've forgot something already. So does that kind of give us the answer?
No,
it's like Duolingo does that thing of giving you weird phrases, doesn't
it? Yeah, like leather
in the mind more.
Yeah, so like leather tile is please, and like
okay,
that for some reason is stuck into my head. And tar is yes, and then but then there's like random things. So like cafe is coffee and tea is tea.
Okay,
so
like
it's like quite like, but they're quite easy. But then there's some really random, and I can't remember what there's a really. I was learning some ordering in cafe thing, which you will need to do obviously, and I think is it an apple is like ul.
Okay,
like
quite Germanic a lot
yeah,
of this.
It's quite
and that as well.
But then there's like the word for snow is like massive. It is like a phrase for the word instead of just like obviously four letters in English. It's like, but like I guess why should it not be that? You know what I mean? Why is English the correct?
Yeah. There'll be other examples of
this in other
languages, I'm sure.
But then the word, there's a much longer word which is like two letters in Irish, and it's like, right, this is mess. It's very difficult. It's very hard. False sense of security in a way, but I could probably, when I see it, I'm like, oh, I know what that means. Like,
that's kind of a first step, I guess, isn't
or
it?
Easter is orange, so like, you know,
there we go. Well, careful, you mentioned that color there in that language.
I don't know what stage is that for.
Yeah, so well, keep us updated. If any listeners are learning,
anyone speaks Irish, English,
yeah. Or if you're learning a language, if your New Year's resolution is to learn a language,
well, mine is to become fluent in Irish. So yeah,
well, not a bad resolution. I should have told you this actually, but we'll get onto this.
Good to tell me now, in a little bit, because
like, have you seen now on Twitter a lot of like people are screenshotting their predictions for 2024. In the North Caps.
It's been
a little bit of a trend, but I know that you're like quite keen on predicting your celebrity deaths
next
year as well. Yeah. So you mentioned three the other day. I can't remember who any of them were though. And you had like quite a format for it as well.
Well, I was saying you can't have like, because predicting David Attenborough is too obvious, isn't it? He's like 97, like pointless. I had I think there's a left. You've got to go like with a left field one, and I went with. There was two I had in mind, which were Kanye and Britney Spears.
Yeah,
then I had like the mainstream one, which I'd gone with Hugh Edwards, and because he's disappeared for a bit, hasn't he? Because
But then, like when celebrities like disappear like this for a bit, they then come back and are back on top again. It can go away. We don't want. We should be clear. We don't want any of these people.
And then I've gone with Alex Ferguson. People are going to be cross that I've said that.
He's got to be what, in his 80s now.
I think
it's unreasonable to suggest that he might die.
Sadly, lost his wife, hasn't he? So like,
yes, he has. Yeah. Also, predicting to be like a bit of a Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
He died just after June Carter. Was that his wife?
Reese
Witherspoon in the film, anyway. Well, I start like
Chris Witherspoon's died.
Yeah. Chris Witherspoon has died. It's exclusively revealed. People started celebrating outside. Actually, not the mention of that. Took us 10 minutes, I think, into the new rebrand to mention Chris Witherspoon, which annoyingly will probably be quite happy about that.
He will, but he'll pretend that.
Have you got any
predictions?
I've gone for two, one obvious and one slightly left field. Well, in terms of celebrity deaths. More obvious ones, Keith Richards.
Right, yeah.
Because they've came back again. They're going to like tour next year.
Are they?
Well, I think it's going to come after the tour.
Right,
finish the tour, and then he'll like... I'm not saying Keith Richards is going to commit suicide, but he'll just go, nah, that's enough for me. And he'll just like allow it to wash over him.
Because he's
so invincible that it feels like it'll be on his terms. But I don't mean that in a very dark way. He will just decide to be like, right, that's me.
I kind of get that because it feels like he's very much keeping himself alive.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if he's getting up in the morning, he's like, oh, this is really difficult. I've got to keep myself alive.
Yeah.
And then one day he's just going to go, I can't be asked.
Yeah. Like, I've done enough. That's me. Hacking Diamonds or whatever. Yeah, exactly. And the other one, it's a bit of a boring shout, but I'll go for this. I don't think anyone else will mention it. It's, you know the actor Sally Field? She's in Mrs. Doubtfire. She's the mom.
Loads
of other stuff. She's 77 now.
Right, okay.
So that's probably one that, like, I don't think many... If you were doing, like, a death pool, like, people... I don't think many people would put that in. So that's...
Well, I wouldn't, because she's an actress.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cross my mind.
Mrs. Doubtfire, though, is that one of the few...
I've seen that.
There you go.
Good, I like that as well. It's good.
I can't think of any other... I think, like, in the 70s or something, she was in Smokey and the Bandit. I've not seen that. She was in one of the Spider-Man reboots, maybe the Andrew Garfield.
Right.
I've seen one of them. If you've seen any Sally Field films, tweet us and let us know.
Before she dies, you'll still be able to watch them, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't get erased from history. I've got a few more. I won't go through all of them. I've got a football one actually. That England go out in the semis of the Euros, so Southgate leaves, and Steve Cooper is appointed England manager.
All right, okay.
The youth setups, hasn't he? I know he's Welsh, but like,
yeah, he did the 17s, 19s.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout actually.
You'll be happy because you heard Gareth Southgate. So
I do. Yeah, despise him. Yeah. Vile.
You hate Steve Cooper.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind Steve. He's all right.
Steve, first name.
He's all right. Yeah, I get on quite well. We had a bit of a, but we're over that now. So
that's nice. And just one more as well. And again, it's a football one to sort of like ease us sort of into the new era. Is that Ten Hag, Eddie Howe, and Roberto De Zerbi all sacked next in 2024? Ten Hag's the obvious one.
Yeah,
like Eddie Howe's kind of like in the middle because there's a bit of pressure on him already, and De Zerbi's like the more left field one there.
Yeah, I can say that. I was thinking generally that I don't think Guardiola will be Man City manager next season.
Do you think leaves of is on a call, like a mutual consent sort of thing?
Yeah, because I don't think they'll win the league.
No,
I think they'll win the league, and. The I don't know. Doesn't seem to be quite right. And I know they've been through this before with him a bit when they finished fourth, I think. I don't know. There's something not quite right there, and I think he might go. They're not going to sack him, but I just think he might leave on his own.
Do you think they might look at the risk of this is, I promise this is the only like serious football chat we'll do. Do you think they might look at like kind of what happened with Klopp at Liverpool? Because they had a
Maybe.
similar sort of season last season and
Yeah.
they were like, right, we're just going through a cycle. We've got to kind of write this season off and we'll be well into the next cycle by the next one.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Man City going, maybe they are
I
going
mean,
through a little
I'm
bit
saying
of
this, they could win the FA Cup. They're in
that.
the Champions League and they're like 4 points behind Liverpool. It's not like, I don't know. It just feels a bit off though, doesn't it? There's
Yeah,
something
it does.
quite right there. Like they've won one
Definitely.
in five, which doesn't really happen.
Yeah, that is very unlike them. But now they're playing in the Club World Cup because they're not even playing this weekend.
I had that on the other day. That was, I mean, just a complete
Yeah, can't be dealing with that. Can't be dealing
everybody.
with that. With sort of the in mind of how it's been almost a year since we last done the pod. Have you got any like highlights of 2023 as well?
Well, we obviously went football related, but it is airport related when we flew back from
Yes.
Luton, which was
And it's
really
island related as well.
it's you don't lose it really, do you? Like it just comes back together. And we kind of found a love for Stansted Airport, so that
Oh,
was
lovely airport.
a highlight of 2023, with along with Dan turning the tellies off in the.
Yeah. If no one knows this, I think you can download an app onto your phone. Is that right? I don't actually know the minutiae of
I
how.
think it, well, it must be because it surely isn't inbuilt in his phone to turn off.
No, that would be something.
Basically, turn an app which turns your phone into a remote
Yeah.
for television, but only LG ones.
Yes, that seemed to be the caveat, didn't
Or
it?
like, yeah, because you try to turn the massive displays off in Liverpool. Which might have, which kind of like, like if that happened, but they might be treated as like
Oh, you'd get arrested. Like,
a
I think you'd, because we'd be CCTV of them, like,
yeah.
pointing us at the board as well. But he did manage to turn the display times off in the Liverpool Street
He
Station,
did, Weatherspoon.
Wetherspoon. So
Yeah,
that was
when he
that.
does that, like when you see it, because we had to leave because I was laughing too much. When you see him from a day, he reminds me of Mr. Bean.
You'll be listening to this as well.
Yeah, no, but like he does, like because it's like the scratching of his head, like to make train times and checking his phone. We'll record him doing this actually and tweet it out for you.
Oh, he'll be fine with that.
He'll
He
be fine with
won't mind
it.
that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good highlight. One thing as well, a few people tweeted yourself saying I noticed throughout the last few months is that Big Brother came back and a few people were surprised that you weren't on it. Did you apply for it in the end?
I did the initial application, but then you had to do a video, and I just didn't bother doing that.
Okay.
I kind of like registered my interest in Big Brother.
Yeah.
I was strongly discouraged from doing this, so I kind of thought it was for the best that I didn't go in. I thought I had a choice, but I didn't like continue with the application.
Oh well. No,
I
yeah,
applied for
like,
MasterChef. I genuinely was annoyed that I didn't get
haven't you
in.
been applying for MasterChef for quite a few years now? Have you not taken
Yeah,
the
but it's sly really because like I'm quite good. He
You
spies
are?
this like, and he, they just keep ignoring my. Well, so a couple of years ago, I got through to a phone interview for Mastermind, which is the closest I've been.
Okay.
To getting on a quiz show, but then that's like quite annoying because you don't win anything, you don't win any money. Like
Oh
on,
yeah, you just got the glory of it, don't you?
and I know you don't on MasterChef, but you get like the, oh, that's quite good actually because now I tell you what, you could do this now if you win or.
Yeah. All winning Mastermind gets you is you will then end up going on other quiz shows, which then could get you some
Yeah,
money,
I
to
suppose you
be
play the long
fair.
game and you could end up on like, I don't know, Pointless.
Only connects, yeah, a
Yeah,
lot
I
of
just quite
people.
like that actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, really good. We should go on Only
We
Connects,
should go on
actually.
and connect.
Who would the third person on our team be if we went on
Yeah.
Only Connects?
Well, Dan wouldn't go on, would he?
No, he wouldn't, because he's bottled going on.
Producer Rick.
It could be Rick. Could be producer Rick. Yeah, producer Rick. It definitely wouldn't be Dan, because he bottled going on University Challenge last year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Also, another highlight was Dale and O'Dale coming back.
I was just going to say that as well. Did you watch the Michael Owen one?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was going to be totally rigged, by the way, like, because the way it was going.
Yeah.
It was like, well, he's going to win 100 grand, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then obviously didn't. And I guessed that he'd had 4 grand in his box, which was good.
Oh, well done. Well, his daughter was right, to be fair. She, like, yeah. I know, like, it was peak Deal or No Deal as well. Like, I know it can't be peak Deal or No Deal without Noel Edmonds, because he was the show. But the fact that she was saying, I've just got a feeling, I've got the 25 yeah. grand in my box. And she did as well. Yeah, that was fantastic.
No, it was good.
I did think fair play to him, though, for gambling on it. And yeah, well, it'll do that, Michael Owen, like, won't he? Yeah, but he's quite involved with charity already, isn't he? Like, he'll be making up the difference to, like, round up. I'm far better for me to stick up for Michael Owen, like, but still.
Stick up for Michael Owen.
Yeah, okay.
I'd love to go on, right? But it's a cult, isn't it? Like, it's really weird. But I just open the boxes in order.
So like, well, just go one, two, whatever
it is. Like, yeah, because it makes no difference.
Like, oh no, yeah, you're right.
The whole thing of, oh, can we all hold hands? Well, it's going to make no difference to what's in that box. Uh-huh. And then you're just going to be more disappointed when you've got everybody. You're going to look more stupid, actually, when you've got in the whole studio holding hands. Oh, it's 100.
It is.
Feels stupid, like, though.
I think if I could pick one game show, I guess you can't put it in like the same bracket as things like Pointless or whatever, because they're like quizzes. In fact, one game show, it would be Deal or No Deal, because it's the least amount of effort.
Yeah, it's blind luck. And then there is an element of judgment, I guess, in terms of quite a big offer, whatever, should I take it?
But you can just sit down for the whole thing as well.
Yeah, like, I'm just like,
probably like an air-conditioned studio. It's like, not the worst way to spend a day.
It'd be really nice.
You've got like 200 quid. It's better than now, is it?
Great, like, yeah. I just, if I took, like, they go on, like, oh, you've took the 750, great. Well, I don't mind. I'll have 750 quid, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd only be thinking like that for until it gets to about above 100 quid. Any of the blues, I'm broadly happy with.
Yeah, you're throwing a load of shade, though, at the high blues. It's like, really, mate, 500 quid.
500 quid, yeah, exactly. Go for like a weekend away, maybe, or something on that. Like, it's all right, definitely. I mean, if we've got any listeners who've been on Deal or No Deal, please get in touch. Especially in Edmund's era, like, surely you've got someone. Oh, that would be sensational. We did kind of say this was a Christmas special as well. We haven't really done anything to make it Christmassy.
No,
so, to
be jingle fair. In the background, though.
Yeah, I've got some wrapping paper down there on the floor, so
I could put a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but again, we're in audio form.
I'm not sausage dog.
I mean, you have sausages at Christmas. Dogs for life, not just for Christmas. Quite Christmassy.
Yeah.
In terms of your plans for Christmas, though, are you sort of, because obviously, like, we're recording this on the 21st, probably going out on the same day we're recording it. Are you like me in that, because we're all better off now from this point? Are you more, and this is a very normal way to approach life, I think, sort of not like rigidly, but sort of like scheduling the days where you won't have a drink?
Yeah.
Like the days off. Because you do need them. Like, you know, I'm nearly 31, you're nearly 32. We do have to think about this now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm quite worried about it because like, I'm working in between. So. Okay. I'm quite pleased about that in a way, because it'll eliminate a lot of the, I might just go to the pub actually.
Yes.
4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm working the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I imagine the Wednesday will be, because Tuesday's Boxing Day. So the Wednesday, I imagine, will be a no booze day, and possibly even the Thursday.
I think the Thursday is going to be my, because of like plans I've got, that's going to be my first one.
Right.
Actually, I'm probably not going to have a drink a day, because I did have very much that giddiness. Like, I finished work on Tuesday for 2 weeks, went for a beer. I finished my Christmas shopping yesterday, so I was like, and I'd been to the gym, so I was like, well, I have to have a beer now. I've earned it.
Yeah.
I had like 4 pints. Did have to run home to pick up a parcel in between, which was very relaxing. So today I'm a bit like, oh, the itch has been scratched. And then Friday tomorrow, we're out on Saturday, Christmas Eve, Sunday, Christmas, like then it snowballs. So I think today was probably the last day for about a week.
Yeah, I'm going to have I had a couple last night. I'm going for a curry tonight, so I will have a beer then.
There we go.
I don't have many. Like, I'll be like 2 or 3 probably because I'm just going for the curry. So
yeah, where are you going for the curry?
Going to Ali Shan.
Nice, good. Thought it might be.
Good there. You take your own booze.
It's
a bit cheaper, pathetically. Like it is.
Can you get like booze from the Herons over the road?
I don't know. I've just bought some. Just don't want to sell. Just bought some. I'm just pointing at the fridge. It's over there. Bought some Cobra from Tesco.
Nice. So, like, you've kept the traditional there.
They're in the fridge. So I'm looking forward to them. It's time. I was going to have one, but then my dad will be annoyed. I drank it today, so.
I kind of wish we hadn't, like, spoken about it now, because now I do actually quite fancy a beer.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. Have we got anything else? Oh, we got a few like listener questions, didn't we?
Yeah, we had quite a few actually. Yeah, and I've made some notes based on some of the questions.
Okay. Well, do you want me to go through and then you can?
Yeah, I'll, if I've got no notes on that
go
question,
you know.
Goodbye.
Well, Paul B said he's looking forward to more Vantech related speculation. I don't know if we've got any Vantech related speculation. At the minute.
No, but I did tweet.
We don't actually know anyone who works there anymore, which is
no, we don't know.
I don't work at Vantech.
I literally do not work at Vantech. I think like Santa Works at Vantech was should be a Christmas song. Really, I think that's
okay. Yes. I did see a tweet about that.
Launching that next year. Santa Works. Santa's on back shift at Vantech. Be quite a. Traditional, really, you know,
very much so.
Area, Christmas song, and quite relatable, you know, for everyone mm-hmm. in the area. But that's but other than that, Vantech, you know, we're gonna have to get a new flag done as well.
Yeah, I was thinking this because I mean, the only time where we'll probably get a bit more football will probably be for the Euros. And
yeah,
I can't take. The flag to the Euros now, because I'm obviously going out for a few games as well, so we'll have a bit of content around that. It's all out of date now, so we can't take that. Hazy said, looking forward to hearing absolute nonsense. He probably loved this half an hour or so that you've been listening to then. Michael Hamlet, friend of the pod.
Yes.
Right, I want to get into this one actually, and I think you'll have opinions on it as well. Right. He says, I fucking hate it when people put out crisps in a bowl and then mix the flavours. Have you got anything on that?
I don't like it. I find it really annoying. It's not something I've thought about until he mentioned it. And now I'm like, yeah, I don't like that either. It's not something that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do it. Or why? Like, why would you?
Because crisp salad, though. Crisp salad is like a huge vibe, especially at this time of year as well.
But like, it depends, though, doesn't it? Because, like,
oh, you've got to get it right. Yeah.
Like, you're not putting Pringles in there, are you?
No, probably wouldn't work with Pringles. Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that.
I'm not like, I love crisps. Like, I hate, like, messing with, like, I don't like novelty crisps. Like, stop fucking about with crisps.
Like novelty chocolate as well.
I just, like, yeah. Just, I went to my mum's earlier. Picked something up and she was like, oh, do you want a big bag of crisps? Oh, I'd love a big bag of crisps. You're like, you eat them all, don't you? Which is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I've got these. And they were like, reindeer. I was like,
I'm out already.
Pigs in blanket flavor or something. Nah, because it won't taste like that. I'll just
Those ones are all right because they're essentially just smoky bacon.
Yeah,
like,
well,
just like with slightly different smoky bacon ones. And you can't usually get big bags of smoky bacon as well.
That's a good point.
So that's like a means to it's a means to an end. That's how I would describe that.
I'd love to be a means to an end.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd love to be a big bag of crisps that was described as a means to an end.
I think so. Yeah.
A big bag of crisps is often a means to an end, actually. To be fair.
Yeah, it is. But like, the problem is, like, you know, like cooking on a Friday
Yeah.
sometime. I'm going to open these crisps and that. Oh, they've gone now, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm
And I
not
feel
hungry
sick.
now.
Yeah. I'm not hungry, but I also feel really
Feel
sick.
quite. So I'm just going to go to bed, I think.
Yeah. I'm just gonna
What's
go
wrong
to
with
bed and hope all of this goes away.
you? Yeah, I've eaten them. I've eaten the whole bag of crisps. Starting to hallucinate now, actually. I can only see, when I close my eyes, I can just see crisps.
I had some lovely crisps on Sunday. Oh, I've not told you about the Gloucester Services Farm Shop,
Oh, no, you
have
mentioned
I?
it, though, in the chat.
So yeah, I lost. I got because I was like quite hungover as well. So
Right.
I was in Bristol on Saturday, driving home on Sunday, and we passed the Gloucester Services Farm Shop on the way in. It's about like
Right.
half an hour outside, and I was like, "That'll be ideal to stop." I know I don't mean it as a stop, but I was
But
like,
that's quite early. It's early.
That is early, but I was like,
Yeah.
well, we'll instead of like having breakfast in Bristol or whatever, to be fair, we didn't leave Bristol till about 12:30, so it was more like dinner. But I was like, well, we'll stop there and get some food. And then, like, obviously, it's quite a long drive, so we'll like load up on shit as well for like the rest of the journey. So it was like, it was more tactical than anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. Like, it's got a big, like, it's kind of like a bunker in the way it's got like a grassy roof, and it's like kind of built into, looks
Ooh.
like it's built into a little hill. And then it's got the farm
I tell
shop.
it to be sort of, right.
Yeah, actually really similar. Yeah, it's got creepy little
That's
hoovers
it. Yeah.
as well. Yeah. Oh, but it's like, and it's like a big tea sort of shape when you go in. So you've got the like quick food service thing on your right. You've got a massive farm shop on your left. And then you've got like a big like food hall like straight ahead of you. And it was just, you know, when you're like hungover and you're really giddy, so it doesn't take you
Yeah.
much to get like overstimulated.
Oh,
Like just running, like talking, like really loudly saying, like, "Oh, I've been looking for these pecan cookies for ages." Like this kind of stuff that isn't actually usually funny, but is like just making yourself, like making a nuisance of yourself in the Gloucester Services
you're
Farm
making a
Shop.
show of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, but it's like hilarious to anyone that you're with as well.
Yeah, because like you're just a mess to them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, that's great. Do you get a sausage? Do you get sausage rolls?
Yeah, there was a big selection of sausage rolls, big
Just for the
selection of
dog's ears, I just
pies.
picked up there when I said sausage.
Not why you didn't mean me, like, do you?
Oh,
Oh, like, yeah, like, but I did get some really good crisps, though, like proper, like thick cheese and onion ones, like the thickest
you
crisps I've ever had. I think they were called slabs as well, which, like, come
bring me
on.
any back?
I didn't actually make. Well, this is the annoying thing because, like, when am I, because of where it is. Unless you're going to Bristol or, well, anywhere in the southwest,
Yeah.
and you don't really have much of a need to be going there that often if you're from the north. You're very rarely going to be passing it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Like I'm not. Yeah, I'm not passing it on my way to work.
Yeah. Well, it's not
Oh,
even
pop
like
into
a.
Gloucester Services Farm Shop on my
It's not
way.
like a Wetherby or even like a Trowell where it's like, well, I'll regularly pass that on any sort of
Yeah, I guess if it was
three-hour-ish
like
journey.
Weatherby, if it was that good, you'd go.
You make a
But
day of it as
yeah,
well,
make
couldn't you?
it. Oh yeah,
I might
it's.
make a day of go to Weatherby anyway.
Yeah, do you fancy going to Weatherby? There's
Yeah.
good pubs in Weatherby. I want. I've left my notepad in this room, so I'm going to go back into this
You go and get your notepad. There is some good. I've never like, I mean, anytime I'm going for a pint in Weatherby, I've always been driving though, so I've never like really got to get into it. But yes, I guess it's got the race course as well, so it's not too surprising.
Oh
But yeah, back to the
yeah.
crisp
Yeah.
salad.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
Just the final thing on the crisp salad, sorry, is the good way to do it is get things
Right.
like knickknacks. I know these aren't technically crisps, but they're in the crisp aisle. So you get like one normal crisps, and then things like knickknacks,
Frazzles.
Watsons, Frazzles are excellent in a crisp salad. That's the way to do the crisp salad. So I'm, in answer to Michael's question, I'm broadly in favor of the
I would
mixed
say I'm crisp
crisps.
salad neutral.
But you're there to be won over at least.
Yeah,
I'll
make
bring
me
you on round, mate. I'll
a
make one up and bring it round.
one for Christmas. If it's good enough, I'll have one for Christmas dinner, like.
Oh, yeah. With the pigs in blankets flavor crisps.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you before. What were you going to say?
I can't remember.
Oh, well, fine.
This
No
wasn't very important. But,
problem.
I
Listen,
mean, look at
well, somehow we've been talking for about 35 minutes, and I don't
that's
think
good, isn't it? Yeah.
about 10 minutes has been devoted to crisps. Oh, Ryan has asked. he wants to hear about the Teesside Airport and it's now unused train station.
I know, well, it's closed.
Was it actually closed?
Yeah, there's no passenger services stop there now because I think it was condemned. I think it's unsafe. So I think I'd love to be condemned. So I think, like, there was a service in, up until, I think last year, there was a service in either direction on a Sunday, which was the only service right. that stopped at the station. It's called a parliamentary service.
Yeah.
Because it costs more to close a line through Parliament and stuff than it does to run that service once okay. a week, whatever it may be. But yeah, I believe so. They initially then reduced it to one service one way because platform, whatever one of the platforms, the bridge was unsafe and it's only accessible via the other platform, so you Fantastic. Couldn't get to it. And now I think they've deemed the whole station unsafe. So I think it could be an end of an era of that because I don't think they'll reopen it because it's about a mile from the airport as well. It's not even yeah. So it's not even listed on the website. If you go onto the Teesside Airport, where it doesn't even list it lists Darlington train station as the option. It's just like really, it's stupid where it is, and it yeah. I think 2017-18 was the highlight. I think it got like eight
the highlights.
Yeah, or the low light. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think it got like eight visits. I think.
Right.
Offs in that year. But then I think it went up because people thought it was funny. So then it's starting to go up. Yeah, right.
Been but listening to this pod, are they?
Gone. Yeah, well, yeah. It's no more. Yeah. And speaking of no more, Carlisle Airport, of course, closed.
Yes.
Carlisle Lake District Airport, which was renovated at a great cost and then closed during COVID. Uh-huh. It was told in September 2022 to. Give up on by the I think I can't remember who it was by some the chairwoman of something like some kind of local thing give up on this and spend the money elsewhere. Well, I can now confirm that Carlisle has lost its commercial license, so it will indeed have to give up on commercial flights and it's up for sale £15 million. So if you thought we could buy it.
Seems quite high, £15 million.
It's quite a lot, but it's quite a lot of land, I imagine.
Yeah, so it's purely for the land, isn't it?
No one's going to, because obviously you can use it as an airfield, I guess. Like, if you want to, you've got a load of players. But you've got a load of players.
I was going to say,
one's one big weekend was once at Carlisle District Airport. So
really?
Yeah.
What year was that? What was the lineup?
I don't know.
Carlisle, you talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst myself, yeah. So that's gone. Anyway, yeah. So I think, I can't remember, but you'll have to go back and listen to another pod with a different name. Because
2011.
Right.
The lineup, quite weird, because I'm guessing the big weekend usually have like a really big name to open us because the order on the main stage is very weird because it has Arctic Monkeys at the bottom. But I'm guessing that's like maybe a thing because Bruno Mars is also, but 2011, like, yeah, that would maybe be about right.
It's a gig that Alex regularly talks about, I think.
Yeah, you would think so. Foo Fighters, Lady Gaga, My Chemical Romance.
Quite good. I mean, a very good line, really.
Yeah, it's not terrible. The Strokes were on in New Music We Trust stage, which is probably pushing it a bit by 2011. Although they had the new album out that year, didn't they? I can't remember what it's called. It's a really brightly coloured cover.
I know which one you mean. I don't know what it's called either.
The Vaccines and Two Door Cinema Club, obviously, because it's 2011. Same with Everything and Friendly Fires as well. Like, this is quite good. I would go to this now. Magnetic Man, can you remember them? Weren't they like the dubstep supergroup? They did the Enemy Awards. Magnetic Man. They were like a dubstep supergroup.
Right. Okay.
And they did the Enemy Awards tour, possibly even that year, because I went to that.
This is a good lineup and very much a good day in the history of Carlisle Lake District Airport.
Yeah. It was the 14th and 15th of May, 2011.
They'll always have that.
Yeah, the Wombat.
Always have that.
There is, to be fair, there is some shit as well, so let's balance it out. The script were on Jesse J. I'm trying like not to be like too harsh here. Yeah, Swedish House Mafia. That's quite cool, I guess. Yasmin. I can't remember who Yasmin was or is.
Or is would have been ideal for getting the acts in, I guess.
Well, if you went to one big weekend at Carlisle Lake District Airport, definitely get in
Please
touch.
Get in touch. And they'll always have that. And they'll always have that daily Loganair flight for 7 months to upend.
Yeah, they will. Do we have anything else? We've been gone for about 40
minutes. Any more questions? Well, someone wanted Tom Keown wanted a breakdown on a deep dive. I haven't got time for a deep dive. In the Haitian port.
Oh, yes, I did see this. Yeah, okay, so whereabouts?
Well, it's in Haitian, in like.
Where's that?
Near Liverpool, I think.
Okay.
Like northwest sort of coast. Right. And. He said he's got a relaxing 2 a.m. ferry on Saturday or Friday. Not really a great deal. They've just signed a new deal, so there's going to be 77 more years of ferries from Haitian port, which is great news for regular users of the port. Regular users, of course, can go to Dublin, Warren Point, Douglas and the Isle of Man, or Belfast.
It's quite good, to be fair. You're covering all the major, like what you'd expect, at least.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
That's quite good.
Now, Tom hasn't said where he's going to or whether he's leaving or going.
Yeah, he does need to be more specific. Tom, get back in touch with us and let us know, please.
But it does have a nuclear power station next to it. So just watch what you're doing.
Yeah, I bet the views are lovely as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll close my eyes and I'm there.
Nuclear power stations next to the sea, famously, nothing ever goes wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's probably the safest place you'd think to put them, you know, because it's quite predictable, the sea, isn't it, as well?
So very predictable.
Very unlikely that anything would, you know, change, certainly in the next 50 to 100 years.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think you maybe should do a deep dive on more, but the nuclear power plant and potential dangers, concerns. There will firmly be concerns.
I'll do that for the next part.
Do that
things
for when
we should
we're
be kind of really looking out for in Haitham and the surrounding area because of the nuclear power station.
Oh well, there's something to set us up for the next episode in probably the new year from now. As we said, we've got a lot on over the festive period. But we will be back sort of, that won't be a strict sort of schedule of we're always out on this day, this time. It will be a bit looser because that's how all successful podcasts work. They just put them out whenever they want.
But I think this is because this is going to be based on life, like when things happen, like we'll do, part, like, so we almost like, and
we record when these things happen, when things have happened.
And of course, the pub's called The View from the Harbour. We'll be drinking, the podcast called The View from the Harbour, and we will be drinking in there together a lot. So you never know, you might get impromptu ones as well.
You might get just a little bit of snackable content.
And we'll use the Instagram a lot more for lives and things. You might get a lot of that over the Christmas period.
Oh, yeah, that might be a good little idea, actually. We could do a little, jump on there and do a little Insta live. Do that when we are more likely to say sort of libelous things. Not libelous, questionable.
Things that probably we shouldn't say.
Yeah, things that we wouldn't put on record. But things that... So don't screen record it if we do that.
No, don't. No. He's what?
Obviously, we won't be doing any of that. We won't be doing... Well, I don't mean we'll be doing any of that content. I mean saying any terrible things. We might just allude to them instead. And leave you to work
at least you can work that out. We'll sort of make you jump the dots there.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, thank you for listening to the relaunch and the rebrand of The View from the Harbour. Thanks for either coming back into the fold or sticking with us. And quite a few people, like you said at the top of the pod, Matt, who were bizarrely tweeting like, oh, great that you're coming back and stuff like that. So that's very appreciated. So thanks for all your engagement.
Let's see if you're still saying that tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if you've made it at this point,
Yeah.
fair play. Like, we'll keep doing it just for you if
Yeah,
you've made it at this
absolutely. Yeah,
point.
definitely. We're gonna get some stickers done as well, so we'll probably give some away.
We are. And to be fair, with the pod being a bit more looser now, like listener questions as well are always going to be really helpful. So, you mean, you've heard we've read a few out there. So get involved with us. You follow us if on Twitter at, let me get that up, at TVFT Harbour Pod. So follow us on Twitter.
That
Sorry?
rolls off the tongue, that you can't
Oh,
pronounce,
yeah.
like.
Easily. Just search the view from the harbour. It'll come up, or search for Matt's Twitter or my Twitter, and then it'll come up. So yes, we'll be back in the new year. Have a wonderful Christmas and a
Yes,
happy new year as well. And thank you very much for listening. You need to stop the recording. I wait.
Hey, did I just look away like you were gonna, it's not gonna fucking work?